I got some great news. Hey, Florence, start cleaning up this mess.
That don't sound like great news to me.
Look, if the rest of your body moved as quick as your mouth, you'd be the best maid in New York.
What's the news, George?
My bank is thinking about putting me on the board of directors.
Oh, George, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Don't congratulate me yet, Weezy. I still got to pass the test.
What test?
Well, Phil Taylor's test. He'll be here any minute to see if I got the proper qualification. You know, like a well-dressed wife, expensive apartment, a maid. Oh, Weezy, put on that long black dress I like.
That's an evening gown. It's only the middle of the day.
Well, we just closed the curtains.
Do you really want Mr. Taylor to think I sit around the house in an evening gown?
Why not? It's expensive, ain't it?
George, I refuse to help you make a fool of yourself.
Oh, he don't need no help with that.
Florence, don't just sit there uglying up the place. Give Alan a hand. I know you think I forgot it was Valentine's Day, right? But I didn't. I got my favorite wife a present.
You did?
That's right.
What is it?
Close your eyes. Okay. Here's $100. Go out and buy yourself something real nice.
I can see you put a lot of thought in this, George.
You bet I did.
You didn't even bother to get me a card.
Hold it. Here you go. Buy yourself a card. Bring it to me and I'll sign it. Oh, come on, Weezy, look, I've been busy. I've hardly been home.
And I sure do appreciate it.
I'm making out what they call a living will. You see, I think a man's got a right to die, don't you, Mr. J?
Only if he's been tried and found guilty.
I can't stand the thought of my lying there, paralyzed, my eyes staring vacantly into space.
Look, if you can't handle your liquor, don't drink.
Are you talking about people being kept alive on machines?
Exactly. So my living will states that if ever I'm in a hopeless condition, I'd rather be taken off the machines, even if it hastens the moment of death. I just wouldn't want to be a vegetable.
Don't worry about it, Bentley. I'll be happy to come over and pull your plug anytime.
Thank you, Mr. J. You're a true friend.